The question was asked, when were the books of the Tanakh written? So, Torah, the final version of Torah was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, just before his passing. There's an argument whether Moshe wrote the last eight verses that describe his death, or his disciple Joshua wrote them down. But at any rate, right then, when Moshe passed away, we have the full Torah, the five books of Moshe. Now we go on to Navi, to the prophets. So Joshua wrote his book, the book of Yoshua. Shoftim, the book of Judges, was written by the prophet Samuel. The book of Samuel was also written by Shmuel, up to his passing. Then you have Melachim, the book of Kings, which was compiled by the prophet Jeremiah. Then you go over to the prophet Isaiah, Yeshaya, he wrote his own book. Jeremiah wrote his own book. Ezekiel wrote his own book. And you have the 12 minor prophets, which wrote their own works. We finished prophets, we go on to writings. So we have Psalms. Psalms was written by 10 authors, compiled by King David. So you have 10 authors. The songs span Jewish history from the beginning of time until King David. And King David compiled them. You also have parts that King Solomon compiled. So generally we assume it was compiled by David HaMelech and then with additions by Shlomo. It's possible that later generations also had a hand. There's a discussion about that. We'll assume that it was David and Shlomo that compiled Tehillim. We'll assume it was primarily David. Then we go on to Tehillim Mishlei. So King Solomon compiled a few works in writings in Ksuvim. All of King Solomon's works are in Ksuvim. What do we have? We have Mishlei. We have Koheles. We have Shir Hashirim, right? Two of the Megillot, Kohelet, Ecclesiastes, and Shir Hashirim, the Song of Songs, Shir Hashirim Asher Shlomo, were compiled by King Solomon, as well as Mishlei, the Proverbs. Now, Mishlei also has additions in the end. It says, it's unclear whether those were Proverbs that Solomon wrote but did not incorporate in Proverbs. And later, the sages in the days of Chizkiyo the king added them on, because you have a chapter that begins, Gam Eile Mishlei Shlomo. These two are Proverbs said by Solomon. So it seems like King Solomon ended his work one place. And the rabbis of a later generation, still during the period of prophets, I think their Adak interprets it this way, they chose to include these other proverbs in the book of Proverbs. So that's the book of Proverbs. So we said, Tehillim, Mishlei, Iyov. The book of Job, we're uncertain who wrote it. There are varying opinions in the Talmud, whether it was in the days of Abraham, Avraham Avinu. Was it in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu? Was it in the days of Judges? Maybe it never happened. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, but it's a story that gives over a concept, but we're not sure if it ever happened. So that's the book of Iyov. So now we covered all the prophets. We covered Tehillim, Mishlei, Iyov. Now we'll go over to the five Megillot. So we covered Shir HaShirim and Koheles were by Shlomo HaMelech. Esther was written by Esther together with Mordechai and the sages of the time, but basically by Esther. What else do we have? Ruth was written by the prophet Shmuel, and Eicha Lamentations was written by the prophet Jeremiah. Okay? Then we go on. By the way, Eicha Lamentations was written a little over a decade before the destruction. Right? Before the destruction, Lamentations speaks in the past tense as though it already happened, but really it was composed long before the destruction. Okay? We finished the five. Where are we up to now? So we have Ezra wrote his book and together with Nehemiah. In Judaism, we don't divide it into two. It's a Christian concept to have two books, Ezra and Nehemiah. In Judaism, there's one book called Ezra. Divrei Yomim was also written by Ezra, and Daniel wrote his book. And with that, we covered all of the Tanakh. Okay? Right? You guys counted 24 books? We covered it all. Okay.
Just a question.
Yes?
When was the last words written around which year?
Oh, so that's a good question. What was the last book in Tanakh? So it would seem that in the book of, really the last two verses in Divrei Hayamim are the first two verses of the book of Ezra. Yeah? So it would seem that the last book is Ezra, because Ezra is a continuation to the book of Divrei Hayamim, the description of how they built the second temple. The issue is that in Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, you also have a reference to the building of the second temple, because Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, the last three of the 12 minor prophets, so they lived into the period of the second temple. So very often we'll say the last words of the Tanakh are the final words of Malachi. Hinei anochi shalach lachem et Eliyahu hanavi. And sometimes we'll say, no, the final words of Tanakh are the last words of Ezra. Because that's really the end of Tanakh. The final miracle of Tanakh, and possibly the final message of Tanakh, is Megillat Esther. Now, there's a discussion among the Tosfos, when exactly did the story of Esther happen? We're not clear because the king's names overlap. One king was also called Artaxasta, and Daryavish, and Koresh, and Ahasuerus. So, within the prophets, when you're reading about Artaxasta, and Koresh, and Daryavish, and Ahasuerus, we're not always certain which one we're talking about, because the names overlap. And again, sometimes you had one king with four names, and in different places in Tanakh, he's referenced differently, depending on who's writing and where they were situated, or what message they were trying to give. So that's why we're not 100% clear, but those are the two we generally say, that either Ezra is the conclusion, because Ezra is the continuation of Divrei Hayamim, the continuation of Chronicles, and again, I'm putting Ezra and Nehemiah as one, in accordance with Jewish tradition, or Malachi, because Haggai, Hezekiah, and Malachi overlapped with Ezra, they were part of the great assembly of Ezra. Then again, one opinion in Talmud says that Malachi was Mordechai. So that further complicates things, right? If Malachi was one and the same as Mordechai, so again, when was Megillas Esther written? So that's approximately the final years of prophecy.
So when was it around?
We're talking about approximately 400 before the Common Era. Okay, that's closer to 500 before the Common Era. No, 400 before the Common Era.